we head first to our friend Mike McDonald, Kona Radio in Pasco, Tri-Cities, the old rivalry, Chihuahua and Pasco. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Actually, we were at the Southridge Richland game tonight.
Oh, my bad. Okay. I'm on my sheet.
I've got a final on that other one for you, too.
Okay, good.
The Richland Bombers, definitely are the team to beat on the 4A side of the Mid-Columbia Conference, and they showed why tonight. Stephen Bayo, the senior guard, 6'3", is headed to BYU, averaging 26.6 points per game. He put in 26 tonight, so just a little bit off of his average. His teammate, senior guard, Landon Radlin, have at 25. Southridge had an early run and actually was leading midway through the first period, but lack of depth and fatigue really played a full role down the stretch, and Southridge ends up falling at Richland tonight, 85-57.
Let's talk about Bayo a little bit. We had our Dogman.com recruiting watch about a half hour ago, and Bayo was mentioned, obviously, as one of the best guards in the state of Washington. I think our guy had him ranked second or third, I believe. How does he, as far as shooters go, you've seen a lot of great shooters in Eastern Washington come and go. How does he rank up there as just some of the best pure shooters you've ever seen on that side of the mountains?
Well, you know, the one thing that I think we noticed tonight is the pressure's off. He's already committed to go to BYU. Mm-hmm. And he was involving his teammates a lot more. And if we had to guess, because we don't have official stats, he had at least 10 assists on the evening.
Wow.
So he's involving his other teammates in the game, and that makes everybody better. But, finished with 26 points. Majority of those came at the free throw line. So when he gets down, he actually was playing the low post quite a bit and not really shooting the outside jumpers that we saw quite a bit last year when he was a junior.
How about the rest of the league? What does it look like thus far? Give us a kind of a snapshot. How far are you into league play, and how is it is it shaping up the way you thought it was going to shape up, or are there some upsets in the first half of the season?
Well, Richland is the team to beat. I think the surprise right now, their overall record at 7-3, the three losses that came in their non-league portion of the schedule, and mainly because Coach Earl Strayford is convinced that if you stack that non-conference schedule with very tough games like the tournament they played at Curtis and some of the competition there, that you're going to improve your team overall and be prepared, better prepared, when you head into the districts, regionals, and state tournament. So Richland at 7-3 overall, 4-0 in conference play. The Kamiokin boys, they're at 3-1 in the season. They had their victory tonight at Kennewick, a 5-point win over the Lions, 55-50. They're the leaders on the 3A side. So those are your two teams to watch. And I don't think there's really any surprise there.
All right. Should be a fun one. And we're how many more league games do we have until playoffs about?
Well, this was fourth game, so we would have, another 18 games coming up?
Got
16 games.
16 games. Okay, so you're not quite as far along. I know some of the teams some of the teams over here have played quite a few league games already, but it always is variable on what league you're in. So great stuff, Mike. Hope you had a happy New Year, and glad you could join us once again this season.
You too, Dick. Take care.
You bet. Mike McDonald joining us from Kona Radio in Pasco.